This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Almost 1 year after the start of the war in Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden is marking the occasion with a trip to Poland. More from VOA's Patsy Wodak-Squar.
Amid the Russian offensive in Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden will mark the one-year anniversary of the war with a speech in neighboring Poland on Tuesday, said John Kirby, National Security Council spokesperson.
President Biden will make it clear that the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine, as you've heard him say many times, for as long as it takes. And on Wednesday, President Biden will get a chance to meet with the leaders of the Bucharest Nine, otherwise known as the B9.
The White House said there are no plans for Biden to visit Ukraine, nor to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during this trip. But observers say a Poland meeting between the two is likely. Patsy Wodak-Squara, VOA News at the White House.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that the Russian mercenary company Wagner Group has lost more than 30,000 fighters in Ukraine.
Again, they're treating their recruits, largely convicts, as basically as cannon fodder, throwing them into a literal meat grinder here in human ways without a second thought. And while fighting in Ukraine, we estimate now that Wagner has suffered more than 30,000 casualties.
He said the United States estimates that 90% of Wagner Group's soldiers killed in Ukraine since December were convicts. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin was putting inexperienced men into action.
Men that he just plucked out of prisons and threw on the battlefield with no training, no equipping, no organizational command, just throw them into the fight.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, the first class of 635 Ukrainian fighters has finished a five-week advanced U.S. training course in Germany on sophisticated combat skills and armored vehicles. This is VOA News. Turkey's interior minister has updated the country's death toll from the February 6th earthquake that also devastated parts of Syria to now 39,672, bringing the total number of reported deaths in both Turkey and Syria to more than 43,000. The powerful magnitude 7.8 earthquake was the deadliest disaster in Turkey's modern history. Even as the window for finding people alive continued to shrink, rescuers on Friday removed the 45-year-old man from a collapsed building in Turkey's Hatay province. He spent 278 hours beneath the rubble, according to Turkey's state-run news agency. Turkey's vice president says search teams are working at fewer than 200 sites, accounting for the largest number in Hatay. The U.S. military has finished recovering debris from the balloon from China shot down off the South Carolina coast. APZ Donahue.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says analysis of what was found so far reinforces the conclusion this was a Chinese spy balloon.
We're going to exploit this material as best we can. We learned our lot already from the balloon by surveilling it while it was flying over the country. We're going to learn even more, we believe, by getting a look at the guts inside it.
Key questions about the balloon's debris remain unanswered. The questions include what, if any, intelligence the balloon was able to collect as it flew over sensitive military sites in the U.S., and whether it was able to transmit anything back to China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
India's finance ministry has accused the BBC of tax evasion, saying that it had not fully declared its income and profits from its operations in the country. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Indian tax authorities ended 3 days of searches of the British broadcaster's New Delhi and Mumbai offices on Thursday night. Officials say they found evidence indicating that tax has not been paid on certain remittances, which have not been disclosed as income in India by the foreign entities of the group. Opposition political parties and other media organizations have criticized the searches as an attempt to intimidate the press. Critics of Prime Minister Narendra Modi have questioned the probe's timing, which came just weeks after the BBC aired a documentary in Britain that was critical of Modi. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five former Memphis police officers pleaded not guilty Friday to second-degree murder and other charges in the violent arrest and death of Tyree Nichols, with his mother saying afterward that none of them would look her in the eye in court. Darius Bean and Demetrius Haley, Desmond Mills Jr., Emmett Martin III, and Justin Smith made their first court appearances with the lawyers before a judge in the county criminal court. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.